Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoyd, Ois Aleph, discussing Amen, in Shir number 91. And I'll be honest with you, I was looking for a piece in the Pel Yoyd about the topic of a Yortzeit. And in fact, today's learning has been dedicated by the Zaslav family, Yonah, Zaslav's father's Yortzeit today, and his Neshama Shalom Aliyah, Shmuel Zavel Ben Yisrael. And I'll just mention that Yonah puts a lot of work into the first Seder of his Medrash behind the scenes, and that alone is a tremendous Eloi for the Neshama of his father. So his father should have a continual Aliyah. His Neshama should have a continual Aliyah. Okay. I'll tell you, I was looking for this piece of a Yortzeit. And I saw from the Pel Yoyd that when people say Kaddish, and when they daven for the Omud, and they don't daven properly, they don't say the words properly, they don't say Kaddish properly, it's not Rachman Lotzlan and Aliyah for the Neshama, as we started seeing last week, but rather it's Yerida. Rachman Lotzlan's Yerida. And I was looking under the topic of Yortzeit, I couldn't find it. You know why? It's right here by Amen. It's right here. This is the piece I was looking for. V'roi l'chol odem shechoshish abonov. Maybe they won't know how to say the Haftarah and the Kaddish properly. Tell them, the parents should tell the children, do not say Kaddish on my behalf. If you can't say it properly, do not say it on my behalf. Not during the year of the Avelos, the 12 months, and not on the day of the Yortzeit. Ad sheyelchu tchilo eitzel tamid chochem. Until the child will first go to a tamid chochem. V'yavchinu im yoidim o yilamdim. Until he's tested and he knows, he sees, he knows how to read the words properly. This is not a joke. This is very serious. Or or he should hire out and pay a person to say Kaddish for his parents. This is the covet for the parents. When they give more covet shemayim, he tells us here, when one brings out more kavod shemayim, he merits that his children, he will have children, yisku lebanim, bali tayra, who will be bali tayra. Now let's understand what's going on over here. We're discussing like this. Person doesn't know how to read the words correctly. And he's saying Kaddish incorrectly. Better to hire someone and you're giving staka at the same time. And the person's doing the mitzvah. How are you giving tzedakah? Because you hired someone to do it, to say Kaddish. You hired someone to say Kaddish. Hiring someone to say Kaddish is giving, you have to pay him, right?
But that's tzedakah.
That's tzedakah, 100%. Paying for services, 100%. It's extremely important. Mm-hmm. So as we see, I see Rabbi Shane is logging on, so we're going to stop here, but let's just conclude this thought. We have a Mishnayos learning program here at First Seder, where a person can contact us, and we learn, as we all know, you learn for the neshamas. So someone said to me that maybe people can learn on their own. We shouldn't be learning for them because we're taking away from people's learning. So actually, it's a total opposite, which is correct. I don't remember which Gedolim I saw. I think it was from Rav Guzman, Zatzal, and maybe Rav Chaim Kinevsky. I don't remember which Gedolim I saw brought down. But they said the total opposite is correct. If you hire someone to learn, it's greater when you just learn yourself. Well, obviously you could always learn. Learn yourself also. Why? Because now you have Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of Tzedakah. The other way around, you only have, of course, great, Talmud Torah, great, learn. So you have two mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Staka. So that's what the Pel Yoyitz is telling us over here. We'll stop with this, and we have Rabbi Shane's share now on the 3 weeks.